Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Wednesday morning. We are June 25th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Another hot day today. Boy, there was some buttery goodness in the studio yesterday. We're not going to lie to you. That camp yesterday was a success.
Yes, it was. We need a butter follow-up.
I hardly ate anything the rest of the day. Later on, besides butter. And this is just, you know what? I feel close enough to you, EMCs, that I could reveal this on the air. Besides roughly a quarter pound of butter that I ate yesterday. Am I lying?
No, because I ate the other quarter pound.
So besides butter pre-10 a.m., maybe a dabble post-10 a.m., I grabbed Taco Bell at probably 5 or 5:30. It was a busy day yesterday, and that's all I ate. That was my eating yesterday on a Tuesday.
Well, look, it was an aggressive amount of butter. We had an entire sleeve of crackers, and it was...
And the crackers, right.
I think the butter that we made in studio yesterday, and we will explain this, was... I mean, it exceeded our expectations.
Also a reminder, just in case you missed it yesterday, it is back after foul play. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. In a box.
Oh, yeah. You might need to update the song. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope in a locked box.
Exactly.
It's clear. You can see right in there. Super annoying.
Yep. Because, you know, you, producer Stevie, basically said who it was last week when I was on vacation. Now you cannot be trusted.
Just gave a hypothetical. That's all.
We need your guest today. We just kicked this off yesterday. Our third round. Because, you know, the other one. Yeah. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
We would love your guest for this round of Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Well, since you have a lockbox, I'm going to say Houdini.
Good guess. I have no idea if you're right.
It's not Houdini.
Okay.
Speaking of that lockbox, you can see it. I'll tell you how that's next on Star 102. Posted a picture of the box. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Maggie, I'm sure we could pick the lock. Maggie.
I love you.
You're part of the early morning crew. I wasn't expecting that from you. I didn't want to put this in the box. I just wanted the round to continue. I can't help that I took a day off and Jen cheated. And Stevie.
What's saying cheated? We didn't cheat. We
what
literally.
What would you call it? Led them to the water?
This is not a game where there's like a prize or anything. So
yes,
I
so
just.
What does that have to do? You still cheated.
Asked Stevie, hypothetically, if we said a couple things that maybe indicated what might be the answer or led people to a guess, what would happen? And then people picked up on what I was saying, it turned out. They figured it out. That's all. So like I mentioned, Tim is off for a few days. Producer Stevie joins me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just have a question. Now, famously, Tim loves dead guy in an envelope. So it's we put a name in an envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. That's it. You get those clues only. We take one guess a day. There's no prize associated with it. He loves it. We started this game in January. Today is what? June 18th. We're like 6 months in. So I famously hate it. All I'm saying is if I happen to mention Stevie, if I happen to mention that this guy is Australian and he likes crocodiles, would that be bad? Hypothetical. If I happen to mention it.
That's why it's in the box.
And she said, no, it wouldn't be bad.
That's why it's in the box.
That's why it happened that way.
Anybody just wondering?
Finally, we ended the pain for everybody after 6 months, and now it's back!
Chastity, ugh. Can't he just stay dead? Jen, I am on your side.
Thank you.
Eye roll emoji. Can you imagine people that are just checking out the Jen and Tim Show socials at 9 o'clock, and they have no idea what this game even is? So you can check it out. Jen and Tim on all the socials.
South Amherst at 74 degrees this morning. That's our Star City. These are the three things you need to know today. Two men entered a guilty plea yesterday for stealing the pink flamingo statue in Parma. They must serve 250 hours of community service and pay for their own 10-day jail time after their guilty plea for misdemeanor theft. Before the arraignment yesterday, they also paid $2,200 in restitution.
It should make them stand on one leg for the amount of time that thing was missing.
Yeah. Yes, they should.
That would be some punishment.
I don't know if you
like a flamingo for the amount of time that thing
that
went missing.
That the thing went missing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were, the judge was saying yesterday.
Did he mention us?
He didn't.
Okay.
That these guys had to pay, he wanted them to pay for their jail time. He spoke to their parents. He's like, I know these are your adult children. Do not pay for them. This should be their own money that they pay for it. The city of Parma is not paying for it. You're paying for your jail time. So 10 days in jail and then that guilty plea, 250 hours of community service. The owners of Cordelia, located on East 4th Street, going to open a second restaurant. This one in Cleveland's Hinshaw neighborhood. The name and concept not revealed. They plan to open in the fall. And season 4 of The Bear premieres this week. Oh, and this makes me mad at you because I never even watched season 3 because you said
stunk.
It was bad.
It's horrible.
Why didn't watch it?
Bear fans, did you watch? I want you to be honest. Maybe I was really wrong and I want to be really wrong. Season 1 and 2 of The Bear, I was so in.
Yeah.
There
me
you go.
Too.
Here you go. Chef loved it. Jeremy Allen White loved it. Season 3 was unwatchable. And I watched the entire thing. I really am not trying to be overly dramatic on a What You're Watching Wednesday.
So, first of all, on a What You're Watching Wednesday, there's one show I want to talk about. We have to talk about it later. I'm dying to watch it. This show, though, I was reading about, it premieres tonight, mm-hmm. Hulu, 8 o'clock. It ended last season on a big cliffhanger, and I quickly scrolled past because I didn't want to see what the cliffhanger was, so then I was like, oh, maybe I am still interested in watching it.
Well, you should, I mean, it is a buzzed about show. It is he's, you know, going to be in the Bruce Springsteen biopic.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of things there. I really am not saying not to watch it. I really am not. I just thought that season 3 was really slow and bad. I really did. I don't know. And I'm going to stand by it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can call up or DM us and you love season 3 of The Bear or you agree. I would love at least one message would be amazing.
See, I feel like a lot of times you and I agree on shows. So I don't know if I'll go back to it or not.
Lately, you and I have been way off. I bet the last year you and I have not watched the same show really outside of like Ginny and Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
And I've only watched one episode. Okay. So the series has won 21 Emmys so far. Season 4, 10 episodes, comes out tonight at 8.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We have Stevie on the socials next.
Have you ever watched a show without really watching the show?
That is a deep thought. It's kind of early for that question.
Well, that's how I feel about a show right now because everyone's talking about it online. So it's like I haven't seen it, but I feel like I know everything that's happening. I'm going to tell you what show it is next.
Oh, I like that. Watching a show without watching the show.
I feel like I do that when I'm painting my nails and watching a show. I have a very specific show that I could talk about.
Well, this
about
doesn't play. Like, I've never seen the show.
Yeah.
Oh, you've never even
you just
turned
heard
it
so
on.
Much about it.
I see.
Oh, that's good.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Since it is a What You Watching Wednesday, it's the perfect day to talk about the most buzzworthy show on social media right now. It's a show that I know so much about, but I've never seen it. It's Love Island. It's all over my TikTok. Everything. I've seen everything about Hoda and Ace and Jeremiah. I've never seen the show. I should not know the characters' names. Or, I mean, it's a reality TV show, so obviously the people. But I do. And then there is a creator named Brand Flakes. He's a very popular influencer on TikTok with over a million followers. He posted a video that I think explained it very well about how we've seen the show without ever seeing the show.
That's amazing. So is it what you know of Love Island, the entire plot of the show? Does it make you want to watch it? Or do you feel like, nah, I already know what happened?
See, the thing about Love Island specifically is it's every single night. Like, it's one of those shows that's every single night at 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's like a Big Brother commitment.
Yes, it's very much a commitment. I've never seen Love Island. I love reality TV, so it feels like a huge miss on my part because it's so popular, especially the UK version, and you can vote on people and kick them out.
What are they just people hooking up on an island? Dating on an island?
Yeah.
Falling in love on an island?
Yeah, that's the goal.
But the goal is
love.
A lot
of drama. I mean, it's not looking good, but you vote people off. So, like, that was what I saw everywhere was this couple that they were obsessed with each other, but everyone out back here watching, because it's live, like, they're there now.
Yeah.
Is like, oh, no, they're toxic. We're going to break them up. So, I mean, you have control of their fate.
You get
their
to
love.
Decide if they break up.
Yeah, I think. That's what I've gathered. But I've never seen it, but I feel like I'm in. Like, I know the people, but I don't even know where to watch it. I don't know, like, every single night at 9, I can't do that.
That's a lot. Major commitment.
So I haven't watched it, but I've seen it.
You want to reveal the show that you're trying to get Stevie to watch?
I don't even want to say it. I don't like saying the title on air. I mean, okay.
Just do the first part of it.
Oh, I know you're in on another show, too. I mean, it is a What You Watch on Wednesday.
It is a What You Watch on Wednesday, and there is a show. This trailer looks... I mean, I didn't even know that this happened, and it's like a documentary-style show. And I feel inappropriate saying the title of the show on the air, but I will say it for the benefit of the Jen and Tim show.
See, and we appreciate that. What's the show? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
I feel uncomfortable saying it, but I'm going to say it. It's called Trainwreck Poop Cruise. Have you heard of this?
No.
It is all over Netflix. And then I read an article yesterday on USA Today about it. I'm sending it to Stevie. I'm like, Stevie, you need to watch this. We both went on a cruise in the past year, so we have a newfound love for cruising. I guess back in 2013, there was an engine room fire on a cruise ship, the Carnival Triumph, and it was stranded with thousands of passengers. All the power went out. When the power goes out on a cruise, I guess the bathroom stopped working and everything, and like, people were like using the bathroom in their shower. And then and this was all in the trailer. They were giving them these red biohazard bags to go to the bathroom in. And then all of this stuff started coming up through the shower drains.
Wait, you watched this?
No, I didn't watch it.
Oh,
I think it might have just come out last night. I think it was actually, I have it right in front of me. I'm looking right now. It comes out this week one day, but I'm telling, because when Stevie and I both went on a cruise afterwards, we had the discussion of all the people on a cruise, a lot of people using the restroom.
Where does it go?
Where does it go?
It's concerning to think about.
Yes, that's a lot of...
4,000 passengers were on that ship.
Just no power in the middle of the ocean. Like, how crazy is that?
I do remember that story. I remember that because once again, and I know that you're in on a cruise, but I have not been in a cruise. And remember, I had the ebbs and flows. It feels like there's one day when I think that the cruise is the best thing ever. And then I start second guessing myself. Now I seem to be mentally all in because everybody that I know
you
has been on a cruise
it.
Loves to do it. So I am definitely in.
You're going to watch this and change your mind.
Yeah, you might.
I might. Yeah. What is
2013, it was stranded 4 days. People were stuck on board for 4 days, which sounds fun if you like cruises, right up until you don't have power and using the bathroom is a problem.
There's nothing to really do on the cruise when there's no power.
Correct. I mean, it looks awful.
Wait, is this out now?
Well, the fact that it's called Trainwreck, and again, I'm sorry for saying it.
It was released yesterday. It was.
Trainwreck Poop Cruise. That's the name of the show.
My favorite thing about it is I just got a text from Jen late at night, and it's like the auto send. Like, she sent me the trailer, and the text just says, check out Trainwreck Poop Cruise on Netflix.
That's the
first time you sent it. I was like, what is happening?
Oh, my God.
I didn't realize it came through like
that.
Yeah,
it just like auto sends the description of what you just sent me. I'm like, oh.
Sorry, Stevie.
Let me check out Poop Cruise.
I'm so sorry. I know the name is so gross. And the reason I mean, again, it's being buzzed about everywhere. My husband told me about it, I don't know, like a week or two ago. And he sent it to me, and I thought he was joking about the name. I'm like, there is not a show called that.
Yeah, like a legit Netflix show.
Correct. And he particularly is not obsessed, but very curious about where all the human waste goes on a cruise ship. And there are shows that address that.
They turn into water.
They do. They filter it, and then they put it in the ocean. It's a whole thing. So, anyway.
Well, that's
so,
my list.
I think we all need to watch
just
it.
Just imagine that. The somebody that... for the first time ever, listening to the Jen and Tim show, and we have a What You're Watching Wednesday where we do this basically every week. A lot of times in the winter months when we're all like cuddling together and trying to find a show. And one of the first recommendations is Poop Cruise.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm telling you,
hey,
I
we're the first ones on. This thing just dropped hours ago. So you are. I'm gonna highlight this right now. And
will you watch
I'm putting
it?
I'm putting it on my
list. I feel like the three of us all should watch it and then discuss it because
you love a documentary.
You do love a documentary.
Trust me, I am all about this, and I remember this story. I remember this story. There it is. Of course, first thing right on the homepage.
Yes, there it is.
Trainwreck Poop Cruise. I'm going to add it to my list right now. Riveting documentary.
Riveting.
How long is this? Yeah, 55 minutes. That's it.
Oh, it's just one episode?
Yeah.
I can easily watch that.
I'll do it right now. I listen to the 7 o'clock hour. It's not going to be much because I'll be poop cruising it.
I hate that you keep saying it. I was so uncomfortable saying
called.
It
Train
on the air.
Poop Cruise. What else are you going to say?
That's what it's called.
All right.
That is what it's called.
Jen, recommendation.
Stop.
Is the Trainwreck Poop Cruise.
Again, I feel like I'm bullying Stevie into watching it. But Stevie, I really want you to watch it. Okay. Christmas in July is coming.
How do you feel about what a transition? Exactly.
When can you get your Christmas ale? That's in 60 seconds.
Stomach hurts.
South Amherst, it's 74 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. Cleveland City Hall and Public Auditorium closed today. Cuyahoga County offices also delaying opening. There was a fire at a substation that caused a power outage. After 26 years, the Lava Lounge in Tremont is, I know, I was so sad. Not that I haven't gone in years.
I think I'm going to try to go there.
I haven't gone in years, but it was always
such a great spot.
Talk about
a good weekend this week. I'm going to try to hit. I texted my brother yesterday. I texted my buddy Artie. I said, we might need to roll out to Lava Lounge and hit Hoats. That would be a good weekend.
That'd be a good night
in Tremont.
An old school weekend.
I know.
So they're doing a farewell party Friday and Saturday, discounted menu, and reduced prices on beers and cocktails. I didn't realize the owners of Lava Lounge also own Fat Cats, which they will keep open.
Which has been there forever also.
And they said they have no plans of opening anything else, but they will. Fat Cats is still very busy all the time. Edison's Pizza Kitchen, going to take over the space where Lava Lounge is.
I'm still so confused with the Edison brand.
I know.
So the Edison brand of Professor has not been there for a while.
Right, they closed it, right?
Is there any Edison's presence at all in Tremont? The answer to that is probably a no, but there is. But you can buy Edison's pizzas somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It's like through another bar or something,
correct.
Isn't it?
And now this is going to be an Edison's pizza.
I don't know.
I kind of get lost in the Edison's pizza triangle because I was the guy that lived in Tremont that late at night would grab the slice. You'd grab the slice.
Most delicious pizza. I mean, Edison's pizza.
Of course.
I haven't had that in years either.
It was right
either.
There because
so
Fahrenheit
good.
Was there, and you would have that, and you would have Michael said Lolita was there.
Yes.
And, I mean, this is clearly years ago, and that was the stomping ground. That was Professor back in the day. It has changed now, but that was it. And that was my time.
I don't know the specifics of what is going on with Edison's, but you're right. The one location closed, and it's good to know that they will. Lucky's Market has Edison. Stevie is
saying.
Thank you,
Stevie. Lucky's, you're right. That's what
it
was.
Good to know.
Thank you, Stevie.
All right. Great Lakes Brewing Company has announced their Christmas in July celebrations happening July 24th. There'll be food, drinks, entertainment, a pig roast, and of course, Christmas ale. It's 6:50.
Oh, that's right.
What?
It's 6 months till Christmas. Oh, yeah. That's why you did this story. I almost forgot. Nice job, Jen. Woo! Sing it with me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
So this time yesterday, we launched our Jen and Tim Show summer camp, and if we're doing a series, if you would like to have summer camp suggestions, I don't know, maybe from camps when you were a child or something that you thought was different that your child is in a camp this year, last year, the year before, that could be part of these Jen and Tim Show summer camp. We would love your ideas. Yesterday was stemmed from an idea from summer camp that you had back in the day.
Yeah, I think I was only 8 or 9 years old. My cousin and I used to go to camps together when we were kids. And yeah, it was on Monday. I said that one of the things we did at camp was simple enough that we should try it in studio. And we did that yesterday.
We did it yesterday, and first of all, if you missed it, we'll tell you what it was. Was it a success or not a success? Spoiler alert, my arms are not tired at all.
No sore
factor at all. What was it? How did it go? That's next on Star 102. Time for our butter breakdown. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
So that's how the summer camp, the Jen and Tim Show summer camp, happened. I had talked about making butter at summer camp when I was a kid, and I was like, you take heavy whipping cream, you shake it in a mason jar, and it turns into butter. And I think you were you questioning it? Like, you were kind of thinking, this is weird.
I 100% didn't believe it. I did not. I just didn't know. I did not know. And, yeah, we tried it yesterday.
We tried it yesterday. You were the butter shaker, and I think what was the total? Did you time the minutes?
It was about 15 minutes. Yeah, vigorously shaking that thing for 15 minutes. We did not stop.
And what happened? Stevie helped me out too. Stevie shook it. I think I shook it for just 30 seconds, if that, just enough to make a video out of it, so it looks like I shook it.
Yeah, that's fair.
The buttermilk separates from the butter, and sure enough, first of all, it got really, really thick, and we were kind of like, wait, this isn't going to work. Then it becomes a big clump of butter. And then I didn't bring crackers for our butter, so you had to get us crackers. We got a sleeve of crackers, and I'm not going to lie to you, I think we ate the whole sleeve.
We are, you know what? I took ownership. You know how you call me Fat Tim?
I do not
Fat
call you
boy!
I do not call you that.
So we remember when somebody thought that they saw me and they said that I was tall and skinny and you almost fell out of your chair because they said that I was skinny. That's where Fat Tim came to fruition.
You really have twisted that story over the years.
So
no,
that yesterday at this time until, I don't know, 10:30, I lived up to that title. I have never had more butter maybe in my entire life than I had in a 3-hour span yesterday, and crackers.
How many times did I say to you, okay, this is my last one. Okay, this is my last one. Were you stunned at how delicious that butter was?
I couldn't believe it. It was the best butter ever. I'm going to do it at home.
Are you?
I'm not going to buy any. I'm just going to shake. I'm not going to buy any more butter.
You're just going to shake butter?
Absolutely.
I wonder if you could just, like a mixer might work.
Nah, I got to do it old school. I can't believe this. I could not believe it. By the way, it's just sitting there. It did not look the part at first, and I was very tentative going in.
Yeah.
And then if you were curious, try it at home. Take a video, post it on our socials. Taste it. Do your own Tasty Tuesday. I understand it's Wednesday. Please, butter it.
And there was no salt in it or anything. It was just heavy whipping cream in a mason jar. We shook it, and it turned to butter. And it was heavenly. So, it was so, our boss wouldn't try it. We tried. We tried to force it on him. He wouldn't even try it.
He looked at that. He said, get that off my desk.
Yeah.
Not having this at all. Get your buttery remnants out of here, which I understand because we ate 80% of it.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Also, I have some great news to share with you next.
What?
It's not great.
Oh, God. What?
I don't like this email. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. 10 minutes away from a round of Trump 2, we brought to you by Apex Skin.
Is this your bad news?
Yeah. Media Relations Department. We have scheduled your ride, Siren's Curse.
Stop.
And I can't adjust it between 9:35 and 9:40 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, that's so delightful.
So we can't go.
Is that specific to you? Because
it's us. It's Jen and Tim's show. We are a brand. We are together. We are a show.
Yes.
We are a show. And producer Stevie, of course.
I did not say yes. Stevie didn't say yes.
I had to RSVP in a timely manner. You were on vacation. I was looking out for the both of us. I was looking out for us. I was looking out for Star 102. I was looking out for Odyssey. So I replied on behalf of us. I said, you know what? We are a morning show, so that will not work for us. No reply. No. You know what that means?
That means we're not going.
Ghosted. So I don't.
Well, we weren't going to begin with, so it doesn't matter.
We did. If the time frame worked out.
Why don't you just go?
Can't. 9:35 to 9:40.
Stevie and I can handle the board and everything. You could call in. We'll send you with a microphone. You're good to go. You can handle it. Go ahead.
Can I ask my boss? I'm gonna text him right now.
Really?
Text him right now.
You're not doing that. You're gonna go ride Siren's Curse by yourself.
Can I leave early tomorrow to go to Cedar Point? Hold on. We'll get it.
Okay. All right. He's usually pretty quick to the text.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.